A warm greeting to each and every single one of you, and a very blessed new year. Now, I just wanted to share with you a dream that I had a couple of days ago. Now, it's not that I'm trying to prophesy anything. I'm just sharing with you exactly what I had dreamt of one evening. So, as it goes, and as you can tell by the details in the thumbnail of this video, well, a couple of nights ago, I had this dream where I found myself and two other individuals in the church. Now, I know who these two individuals are, and I'm not going to mention who they were, but let's just say they were lukewarm Catholics. Now, in front of us on the church altar was the Divine Mercy image. So we were in this church praying, and then all of a sudden I began to notice rays emanating forth from the Divine Mercy image. How the rays are painted in this Divine Mercy image, that's exactly how the rays were gushing forth from this picture. And I remember looking at the two other individuals beside me. One of them fell to her knees and immediately had this vision of heaven. I couldn't obviously see what she was seeing, but in my mind I knew that she was seeing heaven, because she fell to her knees, she had her hands together in prayer, and her face was, whatever she saw in this vision, she was really amazed and shocked. And all I could remember hearing her say was, "It's beautiful. Heaven is beautiful." And the other person beside me dropped also to her knees, hands in prayer. And she was looking, being amazed at these rays that were emanating forth from the Divine Mercy image. I also remember myself falling to my knees and having my hands in prayer and being amazed also at this image. I still remember myself saying the words, "Jesus, I trust in you." Shortly after I had said that, my dream actually shifted to another focus, and I remember seeing the incorrupt, well, not the incorrupt remains, but the remains of Carlo Acutis in his tomb. And then I could also see high-ranking officials from the Vatican venerating the remains of Carlo Acutis. And as I looked beside me, I also saw Pope Francis looking on at these cardinals venerating the remains of Carlo Acutis. Now, this was just a normal dream, and, you know, after having woken up from this dream, it really didn't feel like any other dream, because it was so powerful, especially being on my knees and seeing the Divine Mercy image with the rays pouring out. That was really a strong experience. And, you know, like I said, it wasn't like any other dream, because, you know, after having woken up, you know, I still felt how strong and, you know, powerful the experience was. I was kind of curious, you know, okay, was this just some coincidence, or maybe is this something that I'm trying to be reminded of? And like I said, I'm not trying to prophesy anything, but, you know, if we look at this carefully, you know, the Divine Mercy image and also the remains of Carlo Acutis, if we put two and two together, one thing that we know for sure is that the date is actually given for when Carlo Acutis will be canonized a saint, and that's actually on Divine Mercy Sunday. Correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I know, it would be Divine Mercy Sunday. And as I've said before, I truly believe that once Carlo Acutis is canonized, there's going to be a spark among the youth, not just the youth, but also the elderly. We're going to see a widespread conversion, not just in the church, but also those outside of the church converting to Catholicism. I believe that the canonization of Carlo Acutis will bring many souls to the Catholic faith. And that's something that I strongly and do believe. For those of you who actually follow prophecy, you may have noticed that Antonio Salzano, Carlo Acutis' mother, had once said that she had a dream once where she saw St. Francis of Assisi, who appeared to her and told her that once her son is canonized, God will fulfill all prophecy. And for those of you who are into prophecy, you may have heard of the illumination of conscience or the warning. If you follow the life of the mystics, those saints who've had numerous mystical experiences, and those who have actually prophesied on the warning or the illumination of conscience, you may have also read that they prophesied that after the warning, so many people will be converted. You know, China China, Great Britain, and also Russia will enter into the church. Now that's something huge. And this was a prophecy that came from Blessed Maria Taigi. So I strongly do believe that after Carlo Acutis is canonized, a revival will take place among the youth, and we will see so many youths entering the church. There's a reason why God chose Carlo Acutis, a saint of our times. There is a reason why God chose him to be canonized, and that serves as a reminder for each and every one of us that sainthood is still possible and that there can be saints during our time, especially in a time where we feel like the world is falling apart. That sainthood is indeed possible, and this will serve as a huge reminder and inspire many of our youths to grow in love for the Lord and to continue heading down on that path towards sainthood, just like Blessed Carlo Acutis did. So I strongly and do believe that after Carlo Acutis is canonized, there will be so many souls who will be welcomed into the Catholic Church. And I think that that is a start of something big, and I think that that is a start of something huge. Let me know what you think of this in the comments down below. God bless you.